Reish Nun Dalin. We're continuing this Aleph. So we're talking about putting meat on the coals. And we don't have the heter of meat was not cooked, because meat that was not cooked, we put right before Shabbos in the pot, anyway, won't be usable by night. It will only be used for the next day. And therefore, there's no concern you're going to change the fire. If you put meat on the coals themselves, then under certain circumstances, there are concerns. The Shabbos is talking about Basar Shor O Eiz, which is a ox meat or goat meat, considered a thicker type of meat, and it needs more cooking. And therefore, the shash that you will come to stir up the coals or change the temperature on your grill, whatever it is. Havo Basar Gidi the Oif, meat of a younger type of goat or sheep, year, I guess within the first year of its life, that's much more tender, or bird meat. Shein and tochem eivarim, they're also cut up into pieces, so it does not need such a long cooking process. Therefore, it's mutter, we're not concerned that you will stir up the coals, move around the coals to have it cook better. It just needs a little bit of heat in order to cook. So if you start trying to make the fire better, you're going to end up with burnt meat. So the tender meat, there's no shash, because like we said, whatever heat you have is good enough. We'll see later on, there are machmirim, that this is permitted only in the case where the oven is covered. In other words, we're talking about old-fashioned oven that are closed on the bottom, and an opening that has to be covered also. Because it will be opened, and even in such a situation, these opinions hold, there is a chash on burning the coals. So, if you want to make a barbecue, you can put the meat on the barbecue before Shabbos, and leave it on the barbecue on Shabbos, then ask a good shayla, because it's a very complicated look. If you put into this tanner, and you also sealed it off with cement, or whatever is used to seal off these things, these tanurim, then, you know, they used to have it to preserve the heat, it would be covered to this tanner, and they put cement or something like that, which would break off on Shabbos itself. And even though you're not allowed to break something that's cemented together on Shabbos, here that was made just for a short period of time, and it was made on the Manasseh to open it up right afterwards, it's not considered dinyan, and it's not considered breaking to break it off. So, once you have this steel tanner, then baby gediva oif shleivin, whether the more tender meats, where you have an entire animal or bird, and when you have a larger amount, it needs more time to cook, or bein b'tzal shor eiz muta, or even if it's meat from the more tough meat, from the ox, the older goats, still muta, v'lo chashim l'chita. We're not concerned they can do anything with the goats. Shibol b'tzal chatan l'achta, tikonet t'ilu, b'tzal natan, v'yizkash, v'lo v'yavsi. The way the tana works is when you seal it up, it cooks well by the fact that it remains sealed. If you're going to open it up, you're going to destroy the whole cooking process, because cold air is going to come in. The bottom line is, in these types of tanurim, once it's sealed off, you do not open them up till the time has passed for them to be fully cooked. And if there's no shash, they're going to do anything with the coals. The Ramon now says, in these halachas of meat and coals, there's no difference if it's fully raw or partially cooked. As we said before, sometimes the coals themselves, even if it's raw, there is a problem, there is a concern that you will stir the coals because pretty quickly if it's in a pot. Then we learned before that if you put some raw meat into the pot right before Shabbos, there's no problem of having to cover up the fire, because anyway it would not be usable for that night. If it was cooked already to the point that it's edible before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave all these meats on the coals in Shabbos, because once it reaches that point, no concern that you can do anything. Chosman shechalal haguf sholem, avli she'ein alav v'roi shekirav mikir sholem. The animal, the bird, is considered whole when the cavity of the body is still in one piece, even though the head and legs were chopped off. Bring it here, Amona Machmir. Yish Machmir Mitzvah Yishiv Tanah Tzul Chetzit, Ha'akol Shor. Machmir Mitzvah, that if you steal the Tanah, everything is permitted. And asking another Kiddush, that not only are the meats permitted when you steal the Tanah, but even if you had a pot inside of it, we're also not concerned that you're going to break off the cement in order to stir up the coals. So it's a little bit interesting that he's saying Yesh Machmir and then brings the Kula. That stealing it off helps even for pots. So the reason why the Machmir is because he continues that Halach of Tzvi, which this opinion is Machmir, which is, so here's the Machmir, which we briefly mentioned before. And if you have the chicken meat, which is needed to get cooked on the coals, but even so, if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, it is also to leave it on the open coals. The tanner shafir mechus. And now we have a third madrega. You have open coals, sealed tanner with cement, and now you have just a covering of the tanner, but it's not sealed. So by this opinion, if it's sealed but not cemented, elo she'enu tuchatit, o zish v'chali v'engdiv v'oyiv v'shach, v'ozik ez v'ozik ez v'ozik ez v'ozik ez v'ozik ez v'ozik ez v'ozik barbecue, you have to put meat before Shabbos in a fashion that it will be edible ready before Shabbos. It's still not edible, but raw. We said that there's some leniency about chicken, bird meat, and young goat meat. Those are softer meats. Those tools were only set in the case with the tanner was cooked. You don't have to seal it off the cement. That's the minig. So, like you said, this is a minig from many years ago. Nowadays, it's very uncommon to have this halacha, but part of the Torah.